This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Thousands of Palestinians sheltering from the Israel-Hamas war at Gaza City's main hospital are fleeing south after several reported strikes in and around the compound overnight. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The complexity of the situation on display at the Paris Peace Forum, where Amnesty International Secretary General Agnes Kalmard said Western nations are responding differently between the wars in Ukraine and between Israel and Hamas.
It is reflected right now in the double standards that we are witnessing, the Western bloc demanding that we all rush to the defense of Ukraine, as we should, because Ukraine has been aggressed by Russia and there are unbelievable suffering in Ukraine, and at the same time telling us not to act on the multiple bombing and absolute suffering of the people of Gaza.
The Israeli army says Hamas's military infrastructure is based amid Gaza City's hospitals and neighborhoods, and that it has set up its main command center in and under the largest hospital, Shifa. As President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping prepared to meet at the upcoming Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco, basic information has remained guarded. That should ratchet up the pressure on how each side negotiates at their Wednesday meeting, down to the smallest detail. Any encounter involving the U.S. president and a foreign leader requires managing tricky logistics. But few cultures are more attuned to etiquette than the Chinese, and Washington and Beijing's often conflicting interests make things all the more delicate. Haggling may include everything from who enters the room first, to what kind of flowers are present, to if a meal is served. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A Florida judge has refused for now a request to postpone the classified documents trial against former President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon's ruling signals she is sympathetic to Donald Trump's lawyers, but says it's too early for now to determine if the May 20th, 24 trial date should be postponed. She did grant postponements on some of the other deadlines in the case. The defense team is seeking a delay until after the November election next year, citing the large volume of evidence they have to review for trial from the Mar-a-Lago raid and several other criminal trials that Trump must attend, the one surrounding the January 6th insurrection in Washington, election subversion conspiracy in Georgia, and the hush money case in New York. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator for Nigeria, Mathias Shamale, warned that the situation in northeastern Nigeria is, quote, far from over, and that continued non-international armed conflict is still affecting a large section of the population. Shamale also reported a rising in the number of civilians being killed and tortured by Boko Haram because they become too weak to fight the army. He says they are turning on civilians.
And we are seeing rising numbers of civilians being killed and tortured because they do random attacks all over the place, which also means it's become less safe for civilians, but also humanitarians.
Briefing reporters on Friday, Shamale reported that more than 8 million people remain in need of assistance. The exposed crack floors of parts of Lake Titicaca, South America's largest freshwater basin, nestled amid the Andes Mountains, are an alarming sight for local farmers and scientists. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
I am 50 years old. Never before has Lake Titicaca dried up like it is now.
Nestled amid the Andes Mountains, Lake Titicaca is South America's largest body of freshwater. It's an important ecosystem for wildlife and a water source for millions of people in the region. But its water levels are now reaching record lows.
This affects us because there is no more food for our livestock and we cannot travel by boat. Now we have to walk and our crops no longer exist because it hasn't rained since last year. So the water has decreased.
The situation is worsened by El Nino weather phenomenon.
Alice Rizzo from Reuters. Mexican officials have imposed severe month-long cuts to Mexico City's water supplies just a month after initial restrictions were ordered as drought dries the capital's reservoirs. Authorities announced the move at a news conference Friday, but did not report the cuts on social media until just 4 hours before they took effect. Officials began restricting water from that system by roughly 8% on October 17th. Friday's cuts represent a further 25% of the system's total flow. I'm Alexis Stroh.